Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Monday evening, November 24th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, should you refinance into a bigger mortgage, and millennials with good jobs are still turning to the bank of mom and dad. A growing number of homeowners are withdrawing equity from their homes as they refinance. That's according to Wall Street Journal's Anna Maria Andriotis.
Cash-out refis account for about 31% of all refi activity currently. That's the highest share since the end of 2008.
Lenders completed 243,847 cash-out refinances in the third quarter, up 32% from the prior quarter and 6% from a year earlier, according to data from Black Knight Financial Services. The move is becoming more popular as home prices rebound. But whether or not you should withdraw equity from your home could depend on what you plan on using the money for.
If you're using that cash for something that would essentially increase the value of your home, you know, if you are remodeling your kitchen or adding a bedroom, that sort of thing, then that strategy could probably pay off in the long run.
But others are using the money to pay off home equity lines of credit or HELOCs, while some are using the cash to pay off high-interest credit card debt. If you take credit card debt and wrap it into your mortgage, falling behind on your new home loan could put you at risk of foreclosure.
The savings from an interest rate perspective can make a cash-out refi worth it. But think about the risk of what happens if you suddenly fall behind on this loan or you can't meet those larger payments.
If you fall behind on your credit card payments, you don't risk losing an asset like your home. As we continue, millennials still tap the parental ATM.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
A new study from Bank of America and USA Today found that a bunch of millennials, even those who make more than the average median income, are taking money from their parents.
One in four millennials who makes over $75,000 a year has had their parents pay for their groceries. More than one in five has received cash for clothes.
That's MarketWatch reporter Katie Hill. Even when they've got two income potentials in a household, they still may be accepting a handout from their folks, including one in 10 married millennials that have parents help them with their cell phone bill. Student loan debt is part of the reason why millennials making a good salary are still accepting cash from their parents.
So even if you are making that much money, if you went to some fancy private school and took loans out to pay for the whole thing, you could have hundreds and hundreds of dollars in loan payments to repay.
Another reason many millennials may be leaning on their folks is because they're spending money on trips and social experiences and not really thinking about budgets.
I think a lot of millennials are having a little bit of trouble budgeting, and so they end up asking their parents for money.
While the handouts are helping millennials get by, they may be taxing the parents. Mom and dad may need to sit down with their kids, especially those with good salaries, help them learn to budget so they don't have to ask for more money. This is especially important as the National Institute for Retirement finds that households with teens, college-age kids, and older children have not saved nearly enough for retirement. That's it for this time. Remember to check out all the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.